confidence.com. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says employers cut 539,000 jobs in April, the fewest in 6 months. But the unemployment rate climbed to 8.9%, the highest since late 1983. The average work week in April stayed at 33.2 hours, matching the record low set in March. Since the recession began in December of 2007, the economy has lost a net total of 5.7 million jobs. Analysts say the slowdown in layoffs may bolster hopes that the worst of the recession's hefty job losses are past. The trade has released its estimates for next Tuesday's WASDE reports for ending stocks in 2009-2010. The trade average guess for corn is 1.283 billion bushels, soybeans 228 million, and wheat 637 million bushels. For 2008-2009, the average guess for corn is 1.687 billion bushels, soybeans 126 million, and wheat 688 million bushels. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 85.42 is up 132 points. The NASDAQ 17.45 is up 28.75. And the S&P 500 at 9.24 is up 17.25 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather forecast is Mike Sola. And Mike, it looks like at least in our neck of the woods that planting delays will continue.
Well, Dave, we will not see a lot of precipitation over the weekend. We do have a chance with the second cold front that is pushing towards the area from the upper Midwest. Now, I'd have to say it is in the Midwest as it stretches across from northeastern Nebraska in through and across the northern half of Iowa. As that second cold front of two pushes into our area, could trigger some thunderstorms that drop some locally heavy rainfall, but we're not looking at widespread rainfall in our area. So, again, we can't stand another drop of rain. We need a nice long prolonged period of dry weather, and unfortunately, nothing like that is showing up in the forecast models. And I don't see anything that indicates that the models are all that drastically wrong. So we will continue to see delays, maybe a few locations that are missed out on the individual storms could possibly see a little bit of field work. But again, it's just not a very cooperative weather pattern for us. And as bad as it looks for us, even worse to our south and to our southwest, sections of the Mid-South, all the way from the wheat fields of Kansas across Missouri and Arkansas, they are getting pounded today. Just an incredible storm system that is rolling across Missouri right now, dropping heavy rainfall, damaging winds in excess of 80 miles per hour rolling across that area. Already quite a few locations with flood warnings and more to come. So, again, just not a real nice scenario for anybody in the agricultural markets across the Midwest, the Mid-South. The Delta has their own problems with already some heavy rain in place. And looking at some of the the drought indicators, the only locations that could stand rain would be across central and southern Texas and across southern and central Florida. The rest of the, basically the entire country to the east of the Rocky Mountains, there's enough moisture in the ground right now, in fact, in many locations, a little bit too much moisture. Now, the 6 to 10-day outlooks for the region will continue to indicate above-average precipitation for a pretty good swath of the Midwest. Right now, the time frame from the 13th through the 17th of the month, according to the Climate Prediction Center, has above-average precipitation stretching all the way from the eastern Dakotas through all of Iowa, all of Illinois, all of Missouri, most of Indiana and Michigan. Above average precipitation, lesser chances but likelihood of above average precipitation on the periphery of that, and the only areas that will be shortchanged on precipitation according to this outlook would be across central and southern Texas and generally across central, actually a good portion of Florida looks to be below average on the precipitation during the 6 to 10 and as well as the 8 to 14 day trend, but at least in indications for that 2 week outlook, some areas of the Midwest, mainly to the west and northwest, start to see lesser amounts of precipitation. But that also comes with temperatures that will likely be cooler across the upper Midwest as above average temperatures start to spread from the western states into our area. Again, that would help to increase the drying rate, but we need a lot more dry weather. And conditions just not favorable for that across the area. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 6.12, and that was down 1 3/4. Last trade up 4 1/4. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.67 3/4, down 2 1/2 on the open. Last trade up 5 1/2. December rather, opened at 6.16, down 3 1/2. Last trade up 6 on the open. May corn opened at 4.04 1/2, down 1/4. Last trade up 3 1/4. July 4.10 3/4, down 1 1/4 on the open. Last trade up 3 1/2. December 4.30, down 1. Last trade up 3 3/4. May beans opened at 11.26, up 7. Last trade up 10 3/4. July 11.01, down 1. Last trade up 12. November 9.72, unchanged. Last trade up 8 1/2. May soybean meal open at 358.60, down 10. Last trade up 2.30. July 341.50, down 20. Last trade up 2.90. May soybean oil open at 38.96, up 49. Last trade up 49. July 38.78, unchanged. Last trade up 47. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
What's the trade going to make of the average guesses that came out yesterday afternoon after the bell for ending stocks?
Well, I think the only thing you can look at is say that they're supportive. I mean, we've known for a while that everybody's expecting the market to actually, or expecting USDA to drop the numbers. So I don't think anything is a big surprise. I think the biggest thing that they're going to be focused on is all the rain on the radar. You know, that is definitely going to take center stage ahead of this report.
Informa, I believe, is going to have acres out today. Will the trade make a lot of it?
Well, it just depends on how far they deviate off of where they've been. I think when you look at Informa, in the past they've been pretty darn close in most cases, but I think it's a crapshoot when you look at the weather that's going on right now to be able to come out and say we're going to plant this many acres based on where we are. It's going to be pretty tough. So I think they'll look at it for a few minutes and then they'll just go right back on to trading weather again.
Could the air begin to be let out of soybeans when May goes off the board next week?
Well, if you look at it from a historical standpoint, normally the air doesn't come out of soybeans until July contract goes off. And so I don't think so necessarily. We saw a pullback yesterday, on that rumor that China was going to delay some of the shipments on their beans, and then overnight they bought two more cargoes of beans. And so I think we'll see some setbacks. But until we actually fall back down and break some of the major moving averages, you know, break the 100-day moving average, I don't think that we're going to see anything major happen in the bean market.
And what about corn? It continues to bang against 416 July and 436 December.
Those are some very strong overhead areas. You know, the trade is having a very difficult time believing that we're really going to have any major problems, even though we're delayed here in Illinois. You know, Iowa's quite a bit ahead. And so I know in talking to some of the traders, they still believe ultimately we're going to plant 2 million more acres. So I think until the trade is convinced that we are not going to plant that extra acreage, and we start to see the carryouts come down on corn, let's say an increase in corn usage from ethanol, that it's going to be tough. I do believe we'll do it. I think when you look at December corn, you know, we've got a overhead resistance at that 450 area, and then I believe that we could very easily go up and test that 470 area, at least in the futures. The thing that I see is we're just not seeing any widening of basis. No matter what the market does, okay, Market goes up five, basis, the cash price on average in the U.S. goes up five. That tells me we're not seeing a tremendous amount of corn moving out of the country yet. And so until we start to see corn movement in the country, we're going to continue to see some support here. But, you know, the trade is concerned because we know that there's a lot of corn still in farmers' hands.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. We join the BBC in progress
in the number of civilians being displaced. On Thursday,